Nindugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nanan Odini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangamandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiado.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Paper Tracker Radio Show gang ailo. Hello, mawangani suluguru munu jabini nyari ningana bashanga guari su.
Way Rose, nuntu palya.
Wawangail palya.
In today's show, we're going to be finding out about the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir.
Wawangana bashanga guari ngana jabra guleni munu nindiringani banya Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir go.
To find out more, we're going to be talking with the choir's conductor, Mr. Maurice Stewart. We'll be asking Maurice about how the choir started and about the different adventures that they've been on, including their trip to Germany. Maurice, welcome to the Anangulans Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's great to be chatting with you today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, Maurice, ngana walkuni nyondunya guari nyondo ngalyano wankanjaku Anangulans Paper Tracker Radio Show.
Maurice, to start with, would you like to introduce yourself and how you came to be involved with the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir?
My name's Maurice Stewart. I originally come from Guyana in South America, but currently I live in Melbourne, and every winter my wife and I spend our time in Central Australia.
Gujubayurango jabilbay ngay niya ngananya ngayelo muno yaljinguru ngay gweni Maurice Stewart muno ngayelo Melbourne danyanani palo ngayelo ngay kungora panya Eredinguru, Guyana, South America.
How I came to be involved with the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir is a bit of a long story. It begins with myself and my wife first going to Central Australia in 1995, and that grew over the years into a relationship with one remote community, a Waldri community in the Central Desert called Yuendumu.
Oh, ngailo yan gubay panya Central Australia lagoro panya Waringa ngayko Malpa kulugulo ngayko Meda. Muno ngailo nyarabalal ta nindiringo panya chadanguro ano Yuendumu lagoro panya Walbury ano Walbury juda panya nani ka nyarabalro chadaringo 1995 anga.
Now my wife is an artist, and in 2006 she proposed that we moved up to Alice Springs during the winter for 4 months so that she could paint the country. And I said, well, I need to do something. And so I formed a choir, largely of non-Indigenous people.
Central Australia, nya, ka 2006, palorol da kuleno, anana ngalei, angonjago, mono paloro panya palompa painting palyalko, ka ngayelo kuleningi, munda ngayel mukurengani kujo ba palyanjago, wakarinjago kulugulu, mono na kuleno da kuaya jungojago, ka anana pira kujara nyenangi, panya nyanga, waringa, mono palangorol da ngayelo. Junolda Choir, Balarno Choir, Ngaranjago 2006 Anga.
So, Maurice, could you tell us the story of how the choir began and who was involved in this early process?
Having formed that choir and running some rehearsals for a while, an Aboriginal woman came up to me in the street and said, "Are you that fellow that's teaching all those white fellows all those African freedom songs? You should come and do the same with us."
Kabanya kuaya balo nyanga il charda malano ka kujubangu anong kujubangu ngay nyango straight ang kamo jabirno ay nyundo wadi balo nya banya kuaya ko nindini mono palani banya peran pero dango kulenjago Nyundu di wai ngananya nindila panya African freedom songs palun jananya nyundu udi nu balula jana laguru balu udi nyundu ngananya nindilgo koya ngananya jago.
So of course I responded and I started working with one group in Alice Springs in town that year, not to teach them African freedom songs so much, but to assist them in their aspiration to sing as a choir. And beginning with that one choir, that first year, it's just grown from there into year by year, more communities began inviting me. And by 2011, there were six communities that wanted to be part of this singing, this choral training. I would go out to the communities to do this. And in 2011, I suggested to all the various choirs that we might combine them into one big ensemble. And that's how the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir was born.
Panya African song nindering ko juwi abalo ngayelo album lano jananya janampa wangka urin jago mono janampa music kulugulo chungo jago mono enga jago kanya balongro koya panya kuju jadangro mono balongro iya kuju kuju nga balongro community kuju baju dangoda jabiningi ngayelo jananya almalan jago Kanyara Balangoro Venya 2011 Anga, Namba Balor Bulgarengo, 6 Community Guru, Kanyara Balangoro, Ailan Gobai Training, Koa Training Go, Nindinjago, Janampa Community Guru, Ka Balangoro, Ail Gulino, Jingurunganana, Jungulgo, Koa Banyawengi, 6 Banyangarangi, Balonya Jungura, Banya Nyalda Central Australia Go, Koa, Women's Koa Elda Oderingo.
Morris, you mentioned that there were six communities that your choir members come from. Which communities are people drawn from?
Choir members come from Taria, otherwise known as Hermansburg, from Uchu, otherwise known as Arionga, from Tichikala, sometimes referred to as Maryvale, Mutijulu, and Kaltakajara on the Western Australian border, also known as Docker River, and the Mission Block Choir from Alice Springs. It's a mixture of Western Arrernte speaking and Pitjantjatjara speaking communities.
Oga choir jura analongorong Nataria banya Hermansburg muno Ujunya Arionga muno Tichikala Maryvale muno Mudijulu Kulugulu muno Kaltukajara Docker River muno Mission Block muno Kulugulu. Ka choir member jurango enkani Arrernte muno Pitjantjatjara.
And what sort of songs does the choir sing? Are they all hymns or do you sing other kinds of music as well?
Well, I am guided by what the choir members want to sing. And from the start, they wanted my assistance to help them, as they put it, sound like a proper choir. But their repertoire was the Lutheran hymns that they sing. And they remembered all the parts that, you know, they'd learned from parents and grandparents and sometimes some missionaries who, particularly in Arionga and Hermansburg. And they loved the African gospel songs and freedom songs, so I myself have taught a few of those, and the Soweto Gospel Choir has developed a relationship with the choir, and they've taught them some of the songs as well.
Oa gangailo kulilbai banya koyango balorjana chakoljuna ninganya nya enkanjago balorjana mukurengani kangail balonjana nyakulini muno kangail nyangolta banya janamba en majorda chadarengo banya nya hymns tudangoro banya church moro kabalorjana banya missionary judani nangi kabalorjana nindirengo banya janamba chamu kamengoro muno chilbiyoda banya nyinangi community inga when your mission time kanyara balang world jana engangi in mabalon jananya mono ngailo chugu chugu nintino jana jana enga jago banya African gospel kulugulo mono freedom song joda ka balang ro jana nindiringo mono Soweto gospel choir kulugulo balo jana jana nindino in ma kuja bajuda gulugulo ka jana kanyi ni nya wanka balo nya balo jana nindering kunja.
The choir is a regular attender at an annual event called Big Sing in the Desert, run by myself and Rachel Hoare. And Rachel has introduced other music to them, mainly songs that she has written.
Monona jingro nyanga jagulgulo wanga go banya koya nyanga ja jarba pai gulgulo Big Sing panyangarani Central Australia Desert tanga mono Rachel monongayelo Rachel Hodo nyarabalo ranamalani mono baloro nendino jananya inma kukulgulo baloro walga jongo ja.
So a documentary film's been made about the choir called Song Keepers, and we'd love to know more about this. Could you tell us about this film? How did it come about, and what's it all about?
The Songkeepers tells the story of the long choral and musical heritage that has existed in Central Australian remote Aboriginal communities since first Lutheran missionaries came to that area in the 1870s.
Well, Songkeepers nyanga jaradaringo banya jugubere dingro. Araere jabanya heritage ngarani banya Central Australia la missionary joda banya Lutheran joda jarbango 1870s anga uno chukur babalo nyalo reni banya jana eredi je nindin no arago joba joda.
You know, the missionaries, they introduced the European style of singing in four parts, and so the film follows the story from early contact through the development of choirs and the culture of choral singing over 120 years.
Oaga banya missionary jodango ngurganta nolta banya nango jodango enma enga bai janamba khol changa kanya rabalangoro jana nindino janambalta European janambara peran bajodago banya four parts enga bai mono palangoro da film nyangangoro nindini banya Yadia di Jogur Babalonia Jana Jungoringo Mono Nenderingo Mono Enganyelda Banya Janaba Arawano.
It's a rich choral heritage and continuous. So the film traces that from the earliest beginnings through to the time when the choir went to Germany for an historic concert tour in 2015.
Kanyangajalda nindini banya nya heritage balonya ara balonya pagaljingano erlinguro chadanguro banya yajiala jioderengo nindini balonya mono 2005 anga kurulda banya jana anoro Germany guru enga jago en manyang balon jana nya malla ko janampa ngora kudu banya nya missionary jodago ngora kudu.
The film itself came into being through my contact with the filmmaker Naina Sen, who does an excellent job, and she has shot a beautiful piece of history and heritage and personal human stories.
Ka banya film nyanga jodiringo nya produce director ngoro balombe ni Naina Sen ka baloro udino de jogur banya balonya mono jogur banya kunga jodangoro gulugulo Odino balobalonya mono arabanya nya eriding oro yaja jinyanga jadaringo balonjananya.
And it's a stirring, emotional and instructive piece of work that celebrates the resilience of the women and the role that this music has played in strengthening language and culture and literacy.
Chukur banya nga udini banya ara banya kungajurangu rawanya nani jana mandanga mono pulkara wa karengani mono nyangani jana ba ara joda chukur banya jana ba mono wira mula chakul jonani ara balonya banya kunganya nga balor jana pulkara wa karengu mono nyinani jana ba community nga alaji mono ngana nyangani nga jao derengo banya filmanga mono ngana nyangani janampal wanka language mono nya ulugulo literacy balonjana nya wankara pulkarengo wa kanya nga balolang wanu.
It was launched at the Melbourne International Film Festival. It's been received enthusiastic audiences, and it's now on general release across Australia in selected cinemas.
Kanyangaja film nyangabalunya walajano Melbourne International Film Festival da mono nya jurdango uramala walgunu nyangabalunya mono mungurengenge nyakunjaku ka nyagulugulu odingarani gulugulu cinema kujubajurdanga ankula nyakunjaku.
Maurice, do you know if there's going to be a screening in Adelaide or not?
It's going to be screened in Adelaide beginning on May the 3rd at the Track Cinemas, Wallace Cinemas, Piccadilly.
Ka nyundo ankula nyanganyi film nyangabalurunya Adelaide la, ngaranyi May 3rd anka Piccadilly, Wallace Cinemas anka banya, North Adelaide.
I'd like to encourage everyone listening to your program to go see this film. It is a heartwarming, inspiring tale.
Ngailu programu la wanga chakuljonanyi listener jodangu kulinjagu, muno ankula nyakunjagu film nyangabalunya banya chugurba wirumula nyangaja udini banya chanamba chugurba ka wirumula ankula nyawa.
The film also opens in Alice Springs on the 3rd of May. And these are just the release dates. The 3rd of May is a release date, both in Alice Springs and in Adelaide. And then hopefully the film will be screened for up to a month, maybe more. If lots of people turn up, it could have a longer run.
Oh, ka film ngarani gulugulu Ella Springs ala May 3rd anka ka nanga jabanya jana wangani release date nanga baluru ka jingoro chudan gula jingoro rawa ngaragari ko vera gujunga ka alaji ngarabai chaka kunya.
Well, the film sounds really fantastic and we encourage everybody to try and get to see it.
If I may say, there is a trailer online if people would like to go online and just Google the Songkeepers trailer, that will give them a flavour of the film.
Kamuguringula nyundo ankula Google dabanya jura Songkeepers trailer kabanya nyundo onjo darbara nyangani mono kulenjago tingo nyundo muguringani nyakunjago ankarabanya.
Now, getting everyone together from so many different Central Australian communities must take a huge amount of coordination and, I imagine, quite a bit of money. How are the activities of the choir funded and supported?
Well, it is a logistic challenge. Sometimes we think it's a nightmare, but we managed to do it, and the choir has become very experienced in self-organisation over the years. A lot of money, yes.
Oh, we do chukujugu ngaranyi banya logistics palonya chunkunjago banya yaljaji jana travelarinyi muno chunguringanyi palonjananya ka kujuba chudangu wankanyi chukurba we do ngon pa palo kwayangu palo jana nindiringu muno chungu janampa organization palo jana waljangu palani kanyara palangur palangaragaringu muno mula balaja manipulga nyanga balonyo chung ranamalanjago no chunkunjago.
And raising money has always been a challenge. We raised the money to go to Europe, considerable budget, because the travelling party was 45 people, 32 choir members and 13 support and technical staff. And that money was donated by private donors, well in excess of $150,000. And the Germans contributed some money as well. We have been supported by federal government and state government arts funding at other times.
Waga chingona ala jwanga go panya challenge bulga ngani banya money balonya ngorenja go jongo jago ka panya Germany lagoran go jago nyarbalo money bulga panya 45 anoyuda anno mono support staff gulo $150,000 nyarbalorangi anko jago ka Germany lo chugu chugu chunno mono ganana kulukulu mono state government panya arts funding one palojana ngala chungu no money chunko jago kulukulu panya trip nyarbalonya palan jago.
Now, if our listeners would like to hear more of the music sung by the choir, is there a CD that they can get hold of?
Well, we're not very hot on the marketing end, but yes, the CD can be bought at concerts we perform at, but they can go to a website, which is the Desert Song Festival website, where the choir sings every year, desertsong.com.au, and go to the contact tab and send an email ordering to the email that says director@desertsong.com.au. Well, my phone number's there and they can call me.
Oh, a CD, Jingonyondo, Mangogo, when your concert, Drudanga, and an Engabai, Balla, Jana Engabai, Mono, Adlaide, and Yarabalo, Quarry, Uderingani, Mono, Jingonyondo, Muguringan, Goyago, when your website, Guru, desertsong.com.au, Mono, Nya, when your Mingari Balla, and your Jora, Mono, click Malala Nyanga, contact. Kanyondo nyangani nya orangarani mono ngayugo ini festival director kanyondo ngore la bolbolonya kangai phone number ngarani balla bolulo CD bolonya order melanjago.
Morris, in drawing to a close, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I could say that the choir will be performing two, if people happen to be in Melbourne or Sydney, two concerts, one at the Hamer Hall in Melbourne, the other at the Sydney Opera House in June, because the choir has been invited to go to Washington, D.C. to a festival, so they're travelling overseas to Washington, D.C., and on the way, they're performing at those two very prestigious concert halls. Hamer Hall on the 19th of June, the Sydney Opera House on the 22nd of June.
The choir go performance gululu balani banya Melbourne da. Hamer Hall, Nyaja, Melbourne, 19th June, Muno Sydney Opera House, 22nd June, Muno Ballangoro, Yanani, Biogo, Washington, D.C., Lagoro, Kanyangaja, Nya Performance, Bulgajuda, Gulugulo, Ka Wuro Nyangaja Jana, Jarbani, Banya Mangurba, Performance, Ballongaranjago.
Well, Morris, thank you so much for talking with us today. And
it's been my pleasure, Sue.
Best wishes with the ongoing work of the choir and particularly your concerts in Melbourne, Sydney, and then Washington. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it. And my thanks also to Rosemary. Thank you. And delighted to be with you and your listeners today.
Oangana janjun manani, Morrisanya Gwari Jarbang Udino Jugurba Wuru Nyangaja, Munoanana Kulini Janam Pa Waga Wuru Ye Palalgarini Muno Nanana Mukuringani Janam Pa trip Wurungaragarinjago Kala Janjun Manani Balonya Bulgramula.
We're gonna play out today to the beautiful sounds of the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir singing Gadanya Nanapa Maicha, which is an original Pitjantjatjara song by Petrina and Caroline Windy and Holly Webb. The song is off the choir's live album called Boomerang Tour 2015.
Oa nganana gwaril da jonani nyora golenjago panya en mawuro mula Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir ngo en ganja ka en nyangaja gora nyangana pa maya ja kanyangaja panya Pitjantjatjara en ma Petrina mono Caroline Windy lo mono Holly Webalo walga jon kunja ka en manyanga baloro banya kwaya ko album horo ka jana pa album eni Boomerang Tour banya 2015. Rajiganga number time Aldagwari Wearingo. Nyundigumukurengani Kulinjago interview on Garabanya Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir Anga. Nyundangulangurila website www.papertracker.com.au. Wow, balyanangayodao.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of Uniting Communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Ngunnawal lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Ngunnawal communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.